You're listening to Have a Nice Day, I Guess. So on episode one of season two, we took a 2-year break to really just focus ourselves, travel the world. And nothing happened in those 2 years that was wild or crazy either in the world. So we're back to normal. You know, everything's just normal and fine, and no more therapists needed for any of us. We're all the world's fine. Everything's okay.
We have a newbie. Something did happen.
Oh no! What?
I watched Star Wars.
Too soon. Too soon. Which one? Mandalorian? Episode 47? I ruined the series again? Like,
I don't remember.
They're all so... The new trilogy was... It could have been so good. Anyway, God, I'm not even doing that.
Yeah, I think I just watched The Phantom Menace again.
That's disgusting.
Not even a new one. You're like, have you heard of Mark Hamill? Do you know about him?
Sorry, that's inspired by my kindergartners.
We have a newbie on the podcast now. Why don't you introduce yourself, little baby bro?
I've been here before. What are you talking about?
You're an idiot, Chandler. No, this is great. You guys are killing it again.
Oh, shoot. It's my time to shine. I'm in the spotlight, baby.
Say something.
What's up, guys? It's Jonathan Finkel, and I'm here to just give you guys a great time and just give you some of my sweet loving.
What? What? Who is that? What are you talking about?
Nah, he's
What's up,
good.
Guys?
Let him cook.
It's
Let
Jonathan
him cook.
Finkel. And I'm here to give you some of my sweet loving time.
Dude, if this is the guy you troll, you can't do that. You can't
Yo,
do
what's
that.
Up, guys?
Listen, Jonathan I've been Finkel, talking for a long time with you about this podcast, loving. Chandler.
Yeah.
We need sweet loving on this podcast. I've been telling
yeah,
you this.
But he can't say some random guy's name because he thinks it's
he
funny
can.
To all my bully people.
I can, and I just did. I'm bullying anyone.
Who's he bullying? The guy he made up? Who's he
if
bullying?
Jonathan
what
Finkel,
are you talking about?
It's not a made up guy.
Oh, that's a real guy?
Yes.
Do you know him?
It's a runner that he and his friends troll on TikTok.
Wait, really?
I don't know a Jonathan Finkel, but I wish I did.
Oh, I
mean, Hayden, really?
Because then I'd give him some of my sweet loving.
It's totally made up. Okay, I suck. All right, moving on from that idiot. Spencer and Bailey been here before, hey. So screw introing them. I'm not doing that at this point. I already have like 15 minutes of crap to cut out. The first game we were doing, we were just going to go in circles for a few rounds and do the Florida Man game, except we have to kind of guess, is it real or not? And we'll just go oldest to youngest, so I'll go Bailey, we'll go Spencer, and then Caden, and then we'll do a couple rounds that way. Let's see what I want to read to you.
Oh wait, what are we just like reading them? Are
yeah,
we are
so
we guessing
just,
if they're
you kind of read the title and a little bit about it if you want to like read a little bit of the story, and then you have to guess like is he just making this up or is this real? And if we're on the same website, then you'll know. Okay, well here is mine. Florida man insists syringes pulled from rectum aren't his.
What the
They weren't his. After getting hauled into jail for certain charges, this person alleged that the three syringes pulled from his butt were not, in fact, his at all. He has no idea how they got there. Real Florida man or fake one, boys? I don't know.
Are we allowed to ask, like, follow-up questions to these?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't there, but I'll try.
Like, is there a reason this Florida man was, like, confiscated and then they checked his rectum, or?
Yeah, no, he was tweaking out.
Fake.
He was not sober. No.
Fake. So fake.
No, he was pretty messed up.
Okay, I'm gonna say this is fake.
Oh, okay.
What a follower.
Spencer Spencer says fake. Bailey, Caden.
I think it's real because I don't think you would make up a story about rectums.
You know
that's
me.
Where you're wrong. That's where you're wrong. It's fake. I know. 100%.
Okay, Caden absolutely would, but yeah. I don't think Chandler would.
Yeah, Caden would, and it is would. Real. January 8, 2019. This is a real story. Yeah.
I knew it.
I didn't make this one up.
Ain't no way.
No.
Ain't no way Chandler's story.
No. All right, Bailey, what do you got?
I am still scrolling, which tells you... Oh, man. hang on.
You just... real.
Nope. You don't know. Okay. I'm trying to find or decide. You don't know. I'm super prepared. I've been reading for weeks.
Yeah. Meditating on Florida men.
Want me to read one I found?
Yeah, sure. Please. I'm not ready. Okay.
Bailey, keep
looking. So a man with a Florida tattoo right in the middle of his forehead was arrested for misuse of 911 and marijuana possession.
Hmm. Okay.
This was in Florida, by the way.
Yeah. you said he had a tattoo of like the state of Florida on his forehead?
Yeah, right in between his eyebrows.
Is there a picture of this that you're looking at? I'm not going to look it up or anything, but
yeah, there is a picture. You can find it.
No, I'm genuinely not. That wasn't sarcasm. I'm not looking up. That'll ruin the game. What else was he doing? He was drugged up. You said that. They always are.
Yeah. He originally called 911 to try and find a ride home, but then he started cursing out the operator on the other end.
Did he think this was Uber?
Yeah, they were going to call him a taxi, but he didn't want a taxi. And so he tried calling 911 a second time, and then he continued to complain, and officers arrested him. And then they found marijuana on him at the same time.
Of course. Yeah, I got to say this is true. This is too stupid to be fake. I'm going true on that one. It's too stupid. It's too stupid to be fake.
Bailey?
I'm going to say, since I only heard a little bit of it, real.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I was actually the one that did that, so I'm going to go with real.
Well, you are all right.
Hey! Yes! Let's go. Are we tied? No, Bailey's ahead.
I got two, baby.
Yep, and the rest of us got one. Bailey, do you have one or made up one?
I do.
Okay, tell us.
All right, Florida man arrested for stealing 15 bottles of ketchup from a fast food restaurant.
That's it. That's what.
That's what. Dude,
for Florida men, that's not that cool. When he got to jail, they're like, "Dude, you barely even deserve to be here."
Well, okay, so this is. When asked why he stole so many bottles of ketchup, he replied, "I just really like ketchup, man."
Okay, I have no reason to think this is fake. I've read some. I think it's true. I'm going true. I don't even have any follow-up.
You think it's fake? All right, Caden.
I also agree. I think it's fake.
It is fake. It is completely made up.
Son of a come on. But all of it sounds ridiculous that it could be true for Florida men.
That's the goal, baby.
God, they're one of a kind. Why don't they have their own dating? Like, they need a dating app, just like Florida men.
For all Florida men.
Yeah, and like the tagline is, you know what you're getting. Like, look, you're probably on meth too. You know, like, you know what you're getting. You know what you're getting.
Florida, baby.
Caden, I think you're up, dude.
It's my time to shine. All right. This is the whatever it's called, headline. Florida man claims he was teaching it a lesson after assaulting a vending machine that stole his money. In August 2019, a Florida man was arrested for attacking a vending machine at a hotel after it stole his money. The man, who was caught on surveillance footage, was seen hitting and shaking the machine in an attempt to get his money back. When that didn't work, he kicked the machine several times, causing around $1,000 worth of damage. When the police arrived, the man claimed that he was teaching the vending machine a lesson and that it had taken his money unfairly. He was charged with criminal mischief in order to pay restitution for the damage he caused.
No way you thought of the word restitution.
Yeah, you're reading
it's
that.
It's gotta be real.
Yeah, that's safe.
That's real, yeah.
You all said real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's fake. I made that up.
No, you did not.
No, you didn't.
It's not real.
Tell
it's
the truth.
Oh my god.
Don't
it's
lie.
Not real. It's not real.
Wow. I gotta give you that one. It sounded like right, you were reading so you were reading so quickly. It sounded like the nervous kid at school where it's like speech class.
Just I use chat fast GPT possible. For that.
I may have taken some notes.
Yeah. Okay. Back to me, I guess. Okay, here we go. Florida man got caught stealing oranges out of a truck, and it turns out, this is weird. Okay, it turns out that he actually called the police on him. It was his own truck that these oranges were in. Like, he owns apparently this orange plantation down there, and he was stealing oranges from his own truck and was hopped up on what they found to be cocaine in his system. And he had called the police on himself, which is classic.
He stole oranges from himself?
Yeah. No, he called the police on himself. Like, he stole the oranges out of his own truck and then called the police on himself for stealing the oranges. They basically let him go, it says. I don't know. I don't get Florida men. I'm not one of them.
I don't think this can be real.
Oh, drinking water. Bailey, Caden, what do you think?
I'm gonna say fake. I'm gonna say fake.
Okay.
I wanna say fake, but I'm gonna go with real.
Okay. Well, Caden, I have good news.
I'm wrong.
You're the only one that's wrong.
Let's go.
It was fake, yeah. I kept saying he was stealing trucks instead of oranges, and I was like, ah, come on, act like you're reading something. I was like, you freaking idiot. Yeah, that's all I got. Well, Bailey or Spencer, whichever one's ready.
Spencer, if you're not ready.
I have one.
Okay.
All right, go for it.
So a Florida man calls 911 after his 8-year-old son refuses to continue giving him back rubs.
No.
Nope. The article continues with saying that the man confessed to forcing his sons, so he has more than one, to rub his back for a combined 8 hours a day for the past year and a half.
No.
And the police arrived to his house to find him intoxicated and high on meth. So, yeah.
No.
What?
No, I don't want this to be... I'm saying no not because I don't think a Florida man has probably done this. I'm saying no because I don't want this to be real. No. No.
And I'm going to say real because I hope it is.
That is awesome.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm going fake.
I'm gonna go with real.
God, don't be real.
It is fake.
Oh.
God, I really knew it was fake.
Thank you, God. Okay. Oh, that one was just too weird. I was like, dude, even No. Bailey, I guess you're up.
All right. Florida man hospitalized after lighting his fart on fire. And there's more to the story. Unless you're ready to get
it.
All right. So in a bizarre incident that occurred in Florida last week, a man was rushed to the hospital with severe burns after he tried to light his fart on fire. The man, identified as a 24-year-old Michael Johnson, was drinking beer with his friends when they got into a heated discussion about the flammability of flatulence. Determined to prove his point, Johnson pulled down his pants, bent over, and lit a match near his rear end. However, instead of producing a harmless flame, Johnson's fart ignited into a large fireball, singeing off his eyebrows and burning his buttocks. Johnson's friends immediately called 911, and he was rushed to the hospital with second-degree burns. When asked to comment on the incident, Johnson said, "I guess I shouldn't have had that chili for lunch, but hey, at least I proved my point, right?"
Oh my gosh.
That one is chili, I'll get you. Woo! I thought it was one thing, turned out to be another thing all down there. I don't know.
It is the most this guy thing to not blame it on himself for lighting it, but to blame it on the chili.
Florida man blames chili for crapping himself. I gotta say, true. Everything in me. I've never wanted anything more. I've even prayed to God for a bicycle when I was like a kid, like as a wish. I want this more than that. I want this. Oh, no. This is the hill I want to die on. I'm saying true. I'd give my life for it.
I'm not going to do that, but I get what you're saying. All right. Spencer?
I think this is not real. It seems real, so I don't think it is.
Makes sense. Go with your gut. All right,
I think this is fake because I don't think you can light your farts on fire with just a match.
Oh, you can.
Unless he's bare booty naked and farting directly on the match. I don't think this is real.
But you're leaving out something though. He had chili.
Well.
So now what do you think?
But wait, there was chili.
I know it's fake. I've had chili and I know it burns, but I it won't light on fire.
He's like, look, I've had chili. That didn't happen to me.
It is fake. It is completely
you
fake.
You suck. That's twice you've got it.
Yeah.
We'll do one more round. This is fun. Oh, Caden hasn't even gone yet. We're just gonna skip Caden, I guess. So anyway, one more round.
Yeah, next.
Caden, go ahead.
Shoot.
Yeah, okay.
Florida couple trapped in unlocked closet for 2 days. It took 2 days for a Florida man who thought he was trapped in an unlocked janitor's closet with a woman to call 911 on his cell phone. The pair told police they were chased into the closet, but the guy did not dial 911 until the next day, and his phone location was tracked. And inside the closet was feces and crack that they were smoking in the unlocked closet.
This is
That's
fake.
About it.
Ain't no way.
Nah. You had me until they were smoking crack in there.
Yeah, yeah. Fake.
Yep.
This is real.
What? Oh my God.
No!
God. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Why were they in the closet hiding their crack from no one?
And they didn't call 911 until the next day. I sent a photo of the article that I found.
Florida couple trapped.
Yep. Yep. That's real. Incredible. All right. It is back to me. Here we go. All right. A Florida man busted for feeding iguanas to alligator in jail. It says that the person
in jail?
Yeah, so the guy's in. So listen, Florida man busted feeding iguanas to alligator is in jail. Because he was doing this at a zoo. He worked at the zoo and was feeding iguanas that were like the actual zoo to the alligator. It says that the person, I'm not saying name, was allowed to work at a small petting zoo until fellow inmates basically ratted him out, it says, for feeding the giant lizards to the gator.
Feeding the giant lizards? I thought they were like geckos.
Yeah, and so when I said fellow inmates, I actually read that the right way. Hold on. Florida man busted on two alligators in a jail zoo. There is a zoo at this jail. There's a small petting zoo at the jail. And these fellow inmates ratted him out, trying to get like time off for good behavior for feeding the giant lizards to the gator.
Okay, I have one follow-up. I have one question.
Yeah.
So who you're telling me now? I have two follow-ups. Actually, nobody talk. There's a petting zoo at this jail, prison, right?
It's a detention center.
Who?
Yeah.
Okay, this detention. Who wakes up on a Saturday morning with their family and is like, "You want to go to the detention center petting zoo?"
And I thought you said his fellow inmates. How would he have inmates in a detention center?
Yeah.
These inmates allowed to run the zoo? Of course, they're gonna feed something weird.
Yeah. No. how they were like, yeah, we should give these guys that have killed other people a chance to take care of animals. It seems like a great idea. Yeah.
I'm gonna say
this is so fake.
Say it, Caden. What'd you say?
I'm scared. Dang it.
Okay, I don't understand how Bailey is in the slightest contemplating his decision here. Considering at first I thought you said he was feeding geckos to the alligators in jail, and then it's
I thought it was iguanas,
and then they turn into giant lizards.
Iguanas. He's an idiot. Yeah. Yeah, I'm reading the article. Like, it literally. Okay, article title: Florida man busted feeding iguanas to alligator in jail's zoo.
Unless this is a headline.
You see, here's the actual article. It says, name, person was allowed to work at a small petting zoo on the blank blank detention center until fellow inmates ratted him out for feeding the giant lizards to the gator, officials said. October 23rd, 2019, Florida man busted feeding iguanas to alligator in jail zoo. It's real. Stock Island Detention Center until fellow inmates ratted him out. It's real. October 23rd, 2019.
No way.
Yeah, no, believe it or not, I know, because I'm terrible at reading, I made it sound really fake, right?
Yeah,
but it's real. It's real. Yeah. Thanks, Kate. It's about confidence. All right. Well, that's my last one. So we'll move on. This will be the last round of this. Spencer, I think you're next in our order here.
So the title of this article is Florida Metal Musician Turns Uncle Skeleton into Skelecaster Guitar.
Oh no!
Skelecaster.
Oh yuck! No.
So continue on with a metal-loving musician in Tampa, Florida, has just made a guitar unlike any other. No bones about it.
That's it. Is that it?
Yeah,
that is not it.
Yeah, give me more here.
So it says he made his Skelecaster using both the remains of a leftover Fender Telecaster and the bones of his dearly departed Uncle Philippe, the man who introduced him to the rock genre back in the 1990s.
Mm.
And they have some pictures of the guitar.
What's the uncle's name? One more time. Could you spell that?
F-I-L-I-P.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Thweep. Like THWEEP. I was like, Uncle Thweep? Like, this is clearly real. I mean, Florida people, I've met like 12 Thweeps in Florida, so.
Okay, Thweep. So there's some extra information. He died in a motorcycle accident in 1996, and his skeleton was donated to a local college. And then after 20 years, he ended up being able to buy it back.
Mm. I don't think they hold on to that stuff that long, so I'm gonna say fake. I can't see a college holding on to a skeleton like skeletal remains for 20 years and be like, oh yeah, no, we actually have it named. Here's your Uncle Thweep back. Yeah, I gotta say fake. I'm out on this one. Nah.
It's just ridiculous enough that I'm gonna say real.
I feel like Uncle Thweep deserves his honor here, so I'm going to say real.
It is real.
No.
Let's go.
No, it's not. That's so weird.
The guitar looks pretty gnarly.
Send it to our Discord here.
It's got his rib cage, like, surrounding the fretboard. And
that's pretty gross.
His pelvic bones are, like, down at the bottom end.
Mm-mm.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. I am uncomfortable. That's so.
Yeah, I would like to hold the remains of a loved one and play with them.
Yeah,
that sounds
like
weird.
A non-loved one. That's fine, but somebody that
I think it is Bailey's turn.
It is. All right. Okay. Florida man calls police after being chased by a balloon for hours.
No.
In a strange incident that occurred in Florida, a man called the police claiming that he had been chased by a balloon for hours. The man, a 37-year-old, I guess I shouldn't name people. I think I did that on accident in my last one, told the dispatcher that a red balloon had been following him everywhere he went and he couldn't shake it off. According to him, the balloon had first appeared in his backyard while he was having a barbecue with his friends. He said that it kept floating closer and closer to him, and he felt like it was taunting him. He tried to swat it away, but it kept coming back.
Oh my God.
No.
There is more. There's more, but I didn't know if you wanted more of it.
Does it say he's under the influence of anything?
Yeah, he's got to be.
I'm not sure. Okay, so eventually he became so frightened that he locked himself in his house and called the police. When the officers arrived, they found him cowering in the corner of his living room with a red balloon hovering ominously above him. After a thorough investigation, the police determined that the balloon was not, in fact, chasing him, but was simply caught in a gust of wind and had followed him by chance. They convinced him to let them pop the balloon, and he was finally able to relax and feel safe again. When asked to comment on the incident, he said, "I know it sounds crazy, but that balloon was out to get me. I'm just glad the police were able to save me."
Real. Yours are so stupid that I want them all to be real. I'm going real. I want this guy to exist.
That was a lot of backstory, and you didn't fumble at all, so I'm going to say real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Kaden? Man, this is just so ridiculous. I don't know what to... Like, I really want it to be real, but I don't know how the balloon followed him inside his house and just over him.
It does seem very unrealistic.
Just because I want to get some extra points here by chance, I'm going to say fake.
Yeah, I'm switching to
it
fake.
It is fake.
It's completely fake. God, every time! You suck!
There's just no way that the balloon just hovers over him in the corner.
I'm not mad that you lied. I'm mad that it's not real. Like, there's a difference. I'm not mad that I'm wrong. I'm mad that this guy does not exist.
I'm all pretty right. proud of this one. Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was pretty that good. Caden, you're up.
All right. Florida man poisons coworker for being difficult to work with. A Florida Dollar General employee was arrested for allegedly pouring bleach into his coworker's drink after an argument. The man was arrested on charges of poisoning food and water and tampering with evidence after a video showed him pouring bleach into his coworker's can of Pepsi. They got into an argument the day before, and the victim told police he believed the man was holding a grudge against him. The victim also told police he placed his Pepsi on a counter before going to the restroom. When he came back and took a sip, it tasted like bleach. That's it.
Yeah.
How does he know what bleach tastes like?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you. Like, I don't know what I'm going to tell you.
I don't have a response to you.
Maybe it tasted like the smell. You ever smell something and then you're like, oh, that kind of smells like how this tastes, or this kind of tastes how that smells. Don't. I know it's true.
I think
it's
you're full of crap, and I think this is false. I'm out. Like Shark Tank. No, I'm out.
I'm out.
Listen, I think you got a good product. I think the market's there for it. And I think that I could honestly help you out. So for that reason, I'm going to offer you, 12%, and I'll give you $500,000 real.
That's a good... It is real.
No.
Let's go!
No, of course it is. The most basic story that could happen anywhere.
The man's name is Jerome Ellis.
Did you say the name after we're like, hey, let's not say names?
Yeah, Jerome Ellis.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of Have a Nice Day, I Guess. Like, subscribe, follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts to hear more stupid stuff and laugh with us along the way. Thanks for listening to this episode.